Shabbos Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav, Hanoto Tziparnav Zobazov. If one takes off his fingernails from one to the other, in other words, he uses his own hands, his own nails, to take off his other nails, O Bashinov, or he bites his nails off, V'chein Sa'aro, or he pulls out his hair, V'chein Sfamo, or he pulls out hairs of his mustache, V'chein Zikano, or he pulls out his beard, V'chein HaGoydelas, and also a lady that braids her hair, V'chein HaKoychelas, or she puts on eyeshadow, V'chein HaPoikeses, or if she makes a part in her hair, Reb Eliezer Mechayev. So in all these cases, Reb Eliezer is Mechayev Echatas. V'chamim oisun mishum shvus. And the chamim asrit because of shvus. It's a din derabbanan, it's a shvus. Now why is Reb Eliezer Mechayev on these cases? So if we go back, taking off the nails and the hair, all these are because of goizes. Godelus is because of bona. The Gemara actually goes into how Chava was created from a hair braid. Koichelus, interestingly enough, the Rav says is because that was kosev, writing. Which is interesting, Mefarshim explained, because when they would write something, they would circle around it to emphasize what you're writing inside of it, and I guess that's a chelik of the ksiva itself. The maskan of the Gemara, the Taisi Santuf says, is that the real problem of koichelus is because of coloring, tsoiveya, which is what we would think. And that's the Gemara's maskan, and he's not sure why the Rav did not go off the Gemara's maskan. And also, paikesis, the Rav says, is according to Reb Eliezer, is because of baina. But the Chum asks because of shvus, because all these things are not the derech to, for example, to shear. It's not the derech to cut off nails with one's teeth or one's hands. Rather, a kli is what normally does it, and only on that one would be chayiv. And also, koichelus, since it's on skin, according to the Chum, the Mefarshim explained, therefore it's not a problem, diraisa. And according to the Chum, one would be chayiv only if they take off two sairis with a kli. Now the Gemara says, however, there is a case where if one would even take off one sar, if let's say there's a white hair, and he wants to take off that white hair, even though it's not two hairs, because let's say that white hair is different than the other hairs that are surrounding it. Let's say all the other hairs are dark, and it's one white hair. And one cuts that off, so even though it's not two hairs, he'd be chayiv. And not only that, even during the week it's usher to do this, because it's a problem of lo yilbush gever, that a man shouldn't wear women's clothing. Similarly, a man shouldn't do things on the body that women normally do in a derech where men don't do these things. Now the Tiferes Sol explains that this is only applicable, one would only be chayiv according to the Rabbanon, if it's a melacha shetzricha leguf, if he wanted the hair that he's taking off. But if he didn't need the hair that he's taking off, whether it's the one white hair or whether it's two hairs, even according to the Rabbanon, one would not be chayiv, because it would be a melacha shetzricha leguf. Now if we remember on that little sugi of melacha shetzricha leguf, it is this specific case of taking off hair is telling a machlokes rishonim between the Ramban and the other rishonim on how you define melacha shetzricha leguf, if one would be chayiv by taking off hair. And it would depend on how you learn. Mishnah continues, Hatoylish mi'altet tznakuv chayiv, if one detaches from a pot that has a hole in it. So in other words, let's say one has a vegetable that's planted in a little pot, and the pot has a hole. So this hole, as long as the Rav explains, the hole is wide enough that a small root can go through the hole into the earth. So therefore, the dirt that's in the pot is in certain way connected and getting some kind of nourishment from the dirt on the outside, from the ground. Therefore, he's chayiv because of toilish, when he takes this plant, or this vegetable, or whatever, out of the pot. But if the pot does not have a hole in it, potter. So there, you're potter, because it's enclosed and it's separate from the ground, and you're not detaching something from the ground. You're just detaching it from the pot. Rabbi Shimon potters, even in an otzot tznakov, even if there's a hole in it, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not chayiv. The Rav says Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. This sheet of Rabbi Shimon we had also in Kilayim, if anyone remembers as well, in the end of the seventh parak.